This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, Christopher.
Hello.
Dude, I was cracking up your Tori Lavello interview online today, the part of your dugout discussion with him about him getting kicked out of the game for obstruction. Primo stuff. That was outstanding. If you haven't seen it, make sure you're following Chris. How fun was that to do that?
Well, he's awesome. He's, for people that don't know the backstory, he got thrown out a couple of weeks ago in a game, I think it was in San Francisco, where he went out and pointed at each of the umpires and ejected them. He did the little Joe Madden.
That was funny.
Thing.
Yeah, was great. I saw that. That was funny.
And so John Boy did what he does, which is he did a breakdown, a lip reading of what Tory was saying. Some of it was obvious, and then some of it wasn't. And somebody asked Tory in the postgame press conference, because we have a very good relationship with the Arizona Diamondbacks, he said, "Are you looking forward to John Boy's breakdown?" And he goes, "Yes." He goes, "Sometimes Jimmy will text me and ask me, hey, did you say that?" He goes, "I'm not going to give him any help on this one." So when the Diamondbacks were in town recently, I decided to go cover them and sat down with him for, we watched Jimmy's lip reading, and I asked him how he did. And he took us through everything, what he was thinking, what he was feeling, what he was saying, and he said, "Jimmy nailed it." He said, A-plus material. Go watch the clip. It's on my social media. It's great. It's one thing that Jimmy has done that has really, I think, opened up a new avenue of baseball fans, because he has created some amazing content with that. And it is so fun. And I really applaud Tory, because there's not a lot of managers that would sit down with you.
Yep.
You know, so usually they're embarrassed about what happened. He had no problem rolling through it and having fun with it.
I thought the interesting part of the interview itself was the fact that when he said, "I scanned the field and I looked at the umpire and nobody called the obstruction." And then you guys had the video. He came back and he's like, "The guy at third base called it not once, but twice had the obstruction call."
Yeah. I mean, he admitted to his credit in the post game interview. He said, "You know, I missed the third base umpire putting his hand up for obstruction, because, you know, we don't even think about that sort of stuff as baseball fans. We don't know what the manager is doing. Like, and could he really see all four umpires if one of them had his hand up and was calling it?" So, you know, I thought that that's why it was great for Jimmy to do the breakdown. And it was great to sit with Tory to find out where he was in his headspace throughout a really interesting bit of baseball.
It was cool. It was really cool.
Thank you.
Your Guardians put up five in the eighth inning yesterday after Andy and I said, boy, that offense doesn't give you any confidence that it can put up five and come back in a game. And then they did yesterday against the Dodgers. It's that I keep watching them, Chris, and I'm impressed that they keep hanging and remain in contention, and no reason to think they can't all season long. But we've been talking about the outfield a little bit, and with Lane Thomas hurt and with nobody producing in right, maybe Nolan Jones can get going. I wonder how this is going to shake out. Is there anybody there that you think this guy could be the answer out in the outfield right now?
I mean, you're talking about from the minor league?
No, of the guys who are on the team right now. I mean, like Martinez has looked great in center field. I wonder if he can build on this. Nolan Jones was 3-for-3 off the bench yesterday. Does he have it? Is it just he's had a terrible start? Because I'm looking for guys.
Yeah, we're all looking for him. And it's not the everyday lineup is not good enough to be a consistent winner. It's just not. I would love to go back to when Jose signed his extension to what they told him. Like, we all know that he took significantly below market value. We also know that he loves it in Cleveland and is very comfortable. And we're all thankful that we got to hang on to a superstar instead of having to pull another name off of the back of a jersey when they leave either via free agency or trade. So we're very thankful. But I would be curious to know what the discussions were like. Did they tell him, hey, we're not going to go have a $200 million payroll, but we're going to have $130 million, and we're going to try and surround you as your salary increases to make sure that we have the ability to compete. And we don't have one player outside of Jose that either is on their rookie deal. Everybody's on their rookie deal or has a one-year contract. Is there anybody that we have signed? Is there a veteran that we've signed to a multi-year deal? I mean, Bybee we just gave an extension to. So I don't know if he's still, if he's not making anything this year. I don't remember about the...
I believe it's way down, Chris, yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
We haven't added anybody to this team. I think John Means got a two-year deal, but one of them is an arm issue, right? You build that in. I think he has the ability to opt out as well after this year, if I'm not mistaken. So to me, that's the frustrating part of this whole thing. And so you're just kind of taking flyers on a bunch of young guys.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a recipe for success. I mean, it can happen. Like, we made it all the way to the game five of the ALCS last year. But to build a consistent winner... It just feels like Detroit has put it together better. I mean, they gave Alex Bregman a huge offer. He just decided not to take it. I don't think it's a great way to build your team. I think it's tough.
And I think they're counting on some key guys coming up, but that's so difficult and so challenging, and certainly anything but a sure thing. DeLauder has had such a tough time staying healthy. Bazana's right. Not healthy now. And, Rocchio looked like the real deal in the playoffs last year. Now you wonder, can Brian get his way back here? I agree with you completely, Chris. They've been able to develop pitching, which has been great, and it's the key to the game. But, man, you got to score some runs, too.
Yeah, I just don't think that – I was talking with somebody. I went for dugout discussions, went and interviewed Max Fried of the Yankees yesterday, and I was talking to somebody in the Yankees organization, and I said, listen, you saw them a few weeks ago, the Guardians. He goes, yeah, they're a little thinner in their pitching than they have been. And he goes, their lineup is very thin. And he wasn't trying to be mean. We were just, he knew I was a Guardians fan. And I said, what's the real deal with them? And that's the assessment from the team who's the defending American League champs and has a lot of respect for what we do here. But that's the perception around the league, that it's thinning, you're trying to thread a needle that is so thin that unless things go perfectly, then you're going to be kind of stuck in kind of a low to mid 80s win season.
Chris, speaking of perception, what do you think the perception is around the league about the Browns quarterback situation?
I think a lot of people are curious because I don't think there's ever been a quarterback competition like this, ever, where you could – I mean, I think it's – I think the week one starter is coming from Flacco, Pickett, winner, and then I think the other guy will get traded and or released. That's because I don't think they're going to keep four guys. And then trying to figure out which of the young guys is ahead of the other to be the primary backup and then get first crack at it, at being a starter if things go sideways quickly. So I think that there's a lot of intrigue in it. I think most people do understand that they have set themselves up via trade to get a shot at a quarterback class that is expected to be very deep. So I don't think that anybody has any problems with the way that things are going right now. To me, the question I would ask Kevin, if I had him on the line, would be, at what point do you need to have your guy picked as the number one dude? I mean, how much time is it? Can you make this work on August 20th? Do you need it August 10th?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
When do you need it so that you guys are ready for week one?
That's an interesting question. I'm sure you saw Terry Bradshaw's comments about Kenny Pickett. Was that more of an indictment of the Steelers, or was it more of belief in Kenny Pickett?
Well, Terry's always had an interesting relationship with the Steelers and the quarterbacks that are there, right? Mm-hmm. So,
and he kind of liked Pickett.
What's that?
And he seemed to like Pickett.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, listen, maybe Kenny Pickett's now, this is year four, and he's on team three. And he's had very, very different roles in each of his stops, right? Last year, he knew he wasn't going to play unless Jalen Hurts got hurt. Got hurt a little bit at the end of the season. He had to come in, did some nice things. He's still very young, but when we look back at that 2022 draft, with as far as the quarterbacks go, it's going down as one of the, you know, least decorated in history. That's just a fact, and he was the first guy off the board there. And, you know, just because he was taken in the first round, yes, that means that you were a first-round quarterback, just like Tim Tebow was a first-round quarterback, just like Paxton Lynch was a first-round quarterback. that doesn't mean that you are a first rounder, if you know what I mean, like first round ability.
Absolutely.
I think we're all interested in what he can do, what he's learned. I personally don't know what Kenny Pickett does best, so I'm curious about it. All I can tell you is I'm super excited to call preseason games, because sometimes when you get in preseason games, when you get in the second half, there are teams that will roll out a quarterback where you're like, man, what are we watching? Well, here we have to watch every single snap, because somebody's going to have a future with this team in some capacity that we're going to roll out there most likely.
I thought somebody that may have had the last name Rose that isn't related to you brought up a really good point about Gabriel Dillon. And Dillon Gabriel.
Yeah, that was good. Sorry, you mean Gabriel, comma Dillon?
Yes, that's I like.
That's
to
what he.
Like
that's
that.
What he thought. Related to Gabriel, comma Arias.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They're all the same. But that if he's the quarterback because he's left-handed, that everyone's going to make fun of me all day. That Jack Conklin becomes then the most important guy in the offensive line. And Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday, and I was like, yeah, I guess if you do have a left-handed quarterback, that changes the whole dynamic of the offensive line, as far as having just a different hand. I don't know. I'm interested in the way this offensive line comes together this year. And DeJuan Jones, if he can play the left spot. But then when I started thinking about Conklin, then you're like, you hope he's healthy if Gabriel's the guy. Help me. Does that make sense? Probably not.
Yeah, except more now so than ever, guys are flipping in terms of where they rush from.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams just keep them exactly where they are, but guys get moved around. And so the right tackle has become extremely important. Those guys get paid a massive amount of money as well. So I don't, you know, I mean, now if the separate question is if we just want to focus on the offensive line.
Yeah.
It was horrible last year, and I, you know, my good friend Joe Thomas made the point that sometimes you're a victim of how your quarterback plays, and everybody thinks the offensive line stinks, but maybe if you do a deeper dive, it wasn't as bad as maybe it seemed. And I don't want to put words in Joe's mouth, but maybe he was pointing it at someone in particular who played a lot of quarterback the first half of last year. We will all admit that the team looked significantly different when Jameis came in. I mean, it went from an horrific offensive watch to, you know, the Monday night game in Denver stands out because
wildly
Denver was,
yep.
It, not only was it entertaining, they were taking it to
yep.
one of the top defenses in the NFL all season long. Now, yes, I mean, you can't dismiss the, what did he throw, two pick sixes and three interceptions total, and it could have been more than that. But the offense had a rhythm and a flow to it, and we certainly weren't sitting here going, God, the offensive line sucks. We just weren't saying it at that point. But, yeah, I mean, your quarterback can make your offensive line, like Tom Brady did for so many years in New England, great because of your decision-making, your ability to get the ball out quickly. And then there are some quarterbacks who hold the ball like they're hoarding a brick of gold back there and they don't want to ever want to give it up. Mm. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there and your offensive line is looking at you like, dude, can you help us out a little bit? Although they won't ever say it because that's not in the nature of offensive linemen to do that. They're taught to take it unto themselves. And if one guy fails, all five fail. And that, you know, I admire that, but yeah, I think it'll be curious. And, but we also have some, you know, picking up Cornelius Lucas is a good thing. It's a veteran swing tackle that has started a ton of games. You know, Zach Zinter has got a, he's got to pick it up because he's going to be the next guy in line come next year if Betonio is indeed, if this is it for him. So got some young guys that got to get going too.
You excited about the running back situation, even without yeah. Nick Chubb? I'm anxious to see the two draft choices out there.
Totally. Absolutely. Very much so. I think that is going to be leaned upon heavily. I mean, we're all talking about the quarterback. But if this team is going to surprise some people and win games, we're going to have to do it with the running game. Like we're going to play, I think we're going to play some tight games and we might have a 20-17 lead with 4 minutes to go in the game. Well, let's go get some first downs. You know, let's run that 4 minute offense.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, Quinshon, that's what he was the, you know, teaching master classes in Columbus was they would give him the ball when they had to work the clock. So I am excited about those guys. There's a lot to be excited about. I don't know how many wins we'll get. I really don't, because there are some areas where we're deficient. But I am excited to find out which of these guys can kind of move us forward.
Chris, what are you working on right now? What do you got coming up next?
Well, like I said, another dugout discussions. They come out every Sunday at 2 o'clock Cleveland time. This week it's Max Fried, who's been an amazing pickup for the Yankees. He's just a really, really good kid. He was a good, fun interview. I've known him. He actually played Little League where my kids played years apart. But I remember he got drafted 7th overall by the San Diego Padres and came back. And it was awesome to watch this 18-year-old kid get flocked by all these Little Leaguers for autographs and pictures. And that was the first time I met him. And so I've been able to know him. And he's a really just a nice kid who happens to be really good at baseball. So we got a lot of that. Baseball Today every day is just our daily podcast where we talk, you know, about all 30 teams. And I just recorded something that I'm really proud of. It's called the Stanley Pup. It was in conjunction with the NHL. 32 rescue dogs competing in kind of hockey-ish games where they're trying to get chew toys across the goal line and stuff. But it's really to get people aware of rescues and adopting. In fact, we adopted our dog in 2013, Sydney, and she's the love of our lives. And so that's something I'm really proud about doing, and that'll be coming out in a few weeks.
That's on True TV? Is that all right? Where's that going to be?
Yes, it'll be there. It'll be on NHL Network. Yeah, I'll let you know when it's coming out. But it was a really fun thing to do.
Outstanding. Well, that sounds sounds great. I started watching some highlights of it as you started talking about it. Very, very cool. Look at you, little hockey. Nice. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, it was more pups than pucks, but yeah, I get you.
It's all good. Bye, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.